This month's deadly school siege in Beslan was the fourth in a recent series of attacks that have killed more than 400 Russians. President Vladimir Putin insists that his country is threatened by international rather than domestic terrorism, but critics say ignoring the role of Russia's long-running conflict with its southern region of Chechnya is not only wrong, but dangerous. From Moscow, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
It took decades of fierce fighting for Tsarist Russia to conquer Chechnya. Chechen Arbi Nazirov, now a 39-year-old doctor living in Moscow, heard little about that while growing up on a communal farm in the conquered territory. He did learn about Stalin's mass deportations of Chechens to Kazakhstan in 1944. But his mother only recently told him how she personally suffered.
Те, которые могли уже дойти до сборных пунктов, их собирали.
Those who could walk to the collection points were loaded up. My mother remembers, and sent to Grozny, then to Kazakhstan. A lot of people died along the way. Some people tried to keep the corpses to bury at wherever they were going, but the bodies began to rot, and they had to leave them at station stops.
By the time Nazirov heard his mother's recollections, a new generation of Chechens had been suffering abuses by Russian troops who entered Chechnya 10 years ago to stop a secessionist movement. One brother of Nazirov's wife, Zulay, was killed trying to defend her from a Russian soldier making unwanted advances. Zulay says another brother was tortured to death in the family home, which was then burned down.
Старших три брата здесь они не придут на руины, не сядут и не скажут: убивайте нас.
My three oldest brothers refused to sit in ruins and cry and say kill us, so they joined the rebels.
Одного убили вот комсомольский.
Then one brother was killed fighting, another left for Switzerland, and the other is in Georgia. They are not in Chechnya. But the Russians keep asking my parents where they are. My parents live in a chicken coop now. The officials say, betray your sons and we'll build you a house.
Facing international criticism of abuses in Chechnya, Russia for years responded it was a domestic affair. With the rise of terrorist attacks in Russia, President Vladimir Putin says global terrorism is at work. On Friday, Putin said Russia is facing a war that has been imposed on it. The front line, he said, is everywhere.
I must admit, the measures Russia has taken so far were not adequate for the scale and the destructive potential of international terrorism, which is undermining the very basis of our civilization.
Many Russian experts agree there are international elements feeding off the Chechen-Russian conflict. At various times, Russian officials have claimed evidence, such as bodies of Arab fighters found in Chechnya, or intercepted cell phone calls from hostage-taking scenes in Russia to countries in the Middle East. The U.S. just indicted a man in Florida for raising money for fighters in places including Chechnya. Still, analyst Alexei Arbatov of Moscow's Carnegie Center says without ending the conflict in Chechnya, there's no hope of ending terrorism in Russia, because the history and current situation makes people willing to carry out attacks.
Because they were abused, because they lost relatives or lost their house, they want revenge. So those are the people who basically, with correct policy, could be brought back home.
Putin's plan for fighting terrorism borrows from Bush administration policies, such as asserting the right to preemptive strikes. Putin also says national unity is crucial because terrorists want Russia to disintegrate. Putin wants to increase unity by appointing regional leaders rather than having elections. Ivan Safranchuk of the Center for Defense Information's Moscow office says Putin surrounding himself with yes men could also lead to Russia's collapse.
Decisions produced will be worse than they are now, and the quality of decision-making will only weaken the state. I think it may even go to disintegration, because the system of feedback will be absolutely destroyed.
In their one-room apartment in Moscow, Arbi and Zulay's eldest son dances to a traditional Chechen tune. His mother says the bright-eyed 12-year-old was in a fight recently, while his 7-year-old brother watched, afraid. Zulay says she told the second grader he must always defend his brother. Emily Harris, NPR News, Moscow.